This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Interesting thing came out this week about bites in the springtime. Maybe something you hadn't really thought about. We're going to explore it this morning. Angela Scott here is from the Environmental Health Division of the county. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
So,
nice to meet you.
First of all, talk about what environmental health does. Give us kind of the idea, some of the types of work that you're involved in.
We're also known as the health inspectors, generally inspecting restaurants, food trucks, motels, swimming pools and spas, RV parks, child cares. They keep us busy.
So how did you get into this kind of career field? What kind of background do you have?
I have a Bachelor of Science in Biology. A lot of people fall into it. My father used to do it as well, so I'm second generation.
Now, this recent release talked about the large number of animal bites reported every year, and honestly, I wasn't expecting to see that.
Yeah, they've gone up over the years. We do report on all of them. Not just the high-risk ones, so we can have a high number here.
So what kinds of things lead to people being bit by animals? It seemed like, looking over your press release, I mean, some of it seemed fairly common sense, but obviously everybody doesn't always follow common sense.
Well, yeah, just trying to stay away from wild or unknown animals, as cute as they may be. Mothers protective of their young, or just be respectful of their space and ask permission before going to pet, you know.
So what kinds of situations lead to people being bit?
Like I said, just kind of getting in the space of an animal, especially wild animals. But indeed, if they are not feeling well or, get into someone's house or property, then they may mess with, the food that may be out or garbage or your pets.
Sometimes people could be out, especially maybe in more rural areas, and encounter a wounded animal. And a lot of times people want to help, but that isn't always the best idea.
Right. Give a call to animal control and see what can be done, if they can pick it up, or, for Fish and Wildlife, perhaps, to get some better information.
Now, in a lot of settings, you're out running or walking or biking or just out in your neighborhood and, somebody comes by with their dog. A lot of people just assume it's, a friendly animal or an animal that will be happy to greet them, but that's not always the case.
Right, right.
So how do you, what's the best thing to do as you encounter animals in your path? I mean, do you sit there, you kind of talk to the person with the animal first, or what's the best way to go?
Sure, I suppose just keep to yourself, give it its space, and let it come to you. If it seems aggressive at all, of course, stay away. And
now, you had a list of animals. I'm curious about ones that we should just avoid altogether. This kind of came under the common sense part.
Sure. Well, wild animals, certainly. Especially bats in this area are the ones that are the carrier of rabies. But any wild, warm-blooded animal, mammal, can get rabies by way of bite or scratch and that kind of thing. So
if you end up on the wrong side of one of these situations and you do get bit, I suppose what you do next may depend on what kind of an animal it is, but what's the best course of action?
I have to report animal bites to ourselves, Environmental Health, or the Animal Control through dispatch. Have phone numbers if interested.
Sure.
Okay, ours is 440-3574, Environmental Health, or the Building Department, 440-4559. And then the County Dispatch Sheriff's Office is 440-4328.
Now, if you get bit by an animal, and it may hurt or whatever, but it maybe doesn't look like that deep a bite, or it's causing a lot of issues, should you still get checked out?
Yes, it passes in the saliva, so any open wound can get it into your body.
So then if you don't get it checked out, you may realize that you made a mistake a few hours or maybe a day or so later.
Sure. It can be days, or it can be, maybe you see an infection, maybe you don't, but it actually could take up to weeks in humans. So that's why we watch it in the animals first. They have a smaller body and they'll have reaction or symptoms earlier than we would normally.
So is springtime the worst part of the year for this, or is this kind of a year-round problem?
Can be a year-round problem. Yep. They just happen to come out more in when it gets warmer, just like we do when we have our recreational activities.
All right, Angela Scott from Environmental Health Division of the county, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks very much, Kyle.
8:36, the morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.